Welcome, everybody, to Jawanza for Life, also known as Health, Wealth, and Divine. My name is Jawanza. I'm so very, very, very excited today. Oh, I've got a special show lined up for you. I've been waiting to do this show ever since I found out that we would be doing it. I was just ecstatic because I know that when you hear positive information, potentially life-changing information, then you are going to be just as pleased as I am. I want to thank all of the listeners for tuning in today, for all of the people that have shared the link for the show today. I want to thank you so much. And I just can't wait to just dive right into this interview. Is you know, because if you've gotten the links, you know that I've got a surprise special guest for you today. My special guest is Queen Mother. That's right. Queen Mother Masht'am Amen is going to be my special guest today. She's going to be coming to Washington, D.C. D.C., get ready. Because on June the 18th, there's going to be a workshop at the Synbev Wellness Complex, Washington, D.C. Because you're going to be talking about the healing power of joy. Healing power of joy. That's going to be on June the 18th, and we're going to give you all of the information about during the course of the interview. Got another guest on this line as well, Shechem Simbite. Shechem Simbite, I'm going to let you do the honors of introducing us. Yes, today. But for everybody, in case you're not familiar with Shechem Simbite, the chiefess with the Osiriset Society, and she's been with the Osiriset Society over 30 years. And, you know, I just want to say Aneta Rock to you, Aneta Rock to Queen Mother. I'm so excited. I'm nervous. To Queen Mother, Masht'am Amen, and everybody, get ready for a powerful show. Shechem Simbite, are you with me?
I am too. Hetepu, how are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you so much for agreeing to come on the show today and to help to promote this awesome, awesome workshop that's coming up. Again, I want the sisters to get prepared because this is going to be a very powerful, powerful day. And again, that's going to be next Saturday, June the 18th, and we'll tell you all about that. But if you don't mind, if you would be so kind as to do the honors and introduce our special guest for today, Queen Masht'am Amen. Thank you so much.
And thank you for having us again. So Queen Mother Masht'am Amen is one of the Queen Mothers of Osiriset Society International. So she has started out as an aspiring actress and a singer with a promising career ahead of her. She worked with such incredible directors such as Joe Papp and Bill Duke. However, she felt that there had to be more in store for her than a life with stardom would offer. It was then that she began her studies that would eventually lead her to become a queen mother. Under the tutelage of her teacher, the renowned leader of Osiriset Society International, Ra'un Nefer Amen, the Queen Mother's studies led her to expand her latent business talents. So within a few years of studying, she opened a health food store, which is now called Cheffa, and it thrived as one of the first African-American-owned health food stores in the black community. So she also realized that there were very few restaurants that catered exclusively to the vegan, vegetarian consumer. So she expanded that Cheffa brand to include a vegan restaurant. And at the time, in 1994, she penned her first cookbook entitled So Soya. So from the beginning, she knew that she wanted to work with women. And through the years, she realized her dream in many ways. Queen Mother has spent over 30 years counseling women. And in late 1996, she was performing her regular nightly meditation when beautiful flowing movements just began dancing around in her mind. She took note of them and copied down the movements. And this was the formation of the Heteru Healing Dance that we know today. So since that time, she has worked with top experts to help cultivate and refine the dance into a healing, rejuvenating dance workout. So her success can be seen basically in all of the other communities that teach the Heteru Healing Dance across the country, as well as in outside of the United States as well. And over these past 30 years, she has additionally been helping women with their reproductive health, as well as how to heal themselves from traumatic childhood and adulthood experiences, utilizing the Heteru Healing Dance as that vehicle. She also teaches classes and counsels on male and female relationships that have enabled hundreds of women and men to develop harmonious relationships with their mates and reinstituted the fundamentals of sharing between one another to reach a common goal. Now, out of all of that, she has also written a second book entitled The Heteru Healing Dance, 11 Movements of Peace, Pleasure, and Healing. And she remains steadfast in her determination to contribute to the well-being of others in the years to come. And she will be our main presenter. She will be the presenter at the Heteru Healing Dance and that June 18th event that we're having here in D.C., which is called the Healing Power of Joy D.C. Tour. So I just would love to welcome Nesuit Queen Mother Mashtam Amen to your radio show.
Thank you so much. Anetra, Queen Mother Mashtam Amen.
Olatupu, hi, how are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you so much for agreeing to be my special guest today. It's a pleasure. It's an honor. I'm humbled to have the opportunity to speak with you. That is a wow. Just reading, just listening and reading your bio is just awesome. I mean, over the years, you have obviously just been working to help women, to help your community, to help the society, and for all of the years of labor that you've contributed to the upliftment of not just the Osiriset Society, but just for the planet in general. You know, I say tu'au.
Well, thank you. Thank you for inviting me. I feel honored that you have invited me to speak on your show so we can together further the work that needs to be furthered. I appreciate it very much.
So, you know, as advertised, there's going to be a workshop next Saturday at the Osiriset Society, the Sinbeb Wellness Complex in Washington, D.C., and the title of the workshop is The Healing Power of Joy. And there may be people, oh, I know there are people that are familiar with the Heteru Healing Dance, and, you know, there are women who have been and have done the dance and have testimonials concerning the dance. But for those who might not know what the Heteru Healing Dance is, and maybe we can, before we actually get into the dance, we can actually talk about the principle of Heteru. That would be a good place to start so that people can have a foundation upon which to, you know, follow this conversation and get an understanding, so when they hear the term Heteru Healing Dance, it can give them a broader understanding of what the dance is all about. Could you talk about the principle of Heteru, what that is, so we can lay the foundation for the discussion today?
Well, in Kemet, ancient Kemet, she was the goddess of joy, the goddess of peace and happiness. She is one part of your spirit, of your being, out of 10 others. She's creative, she's inventive, she's very joyful, she's kind, she's peaceful, she's loving, and very healing.
Mm-hmm.
So, and very joyful, because whenever you are joyful, whenever you are peaceful, you are healing. So we tap into her particular energy of joy and peace, especially with all the challenges that we're having in life. And instead of being peaceful and being able to ride that particular situation, a lot of us become very depressed, very upset, very angry, mad at the whole world, and as a result, very sick. So ancient Egypt took this particular principle, the Heteru, joy, peace, and happiness, and worked on that to strengthen that in our spirit, because it's an energy. It's an energy. You know, don't you want to feel good all the time? Don't you want to feel happy all the time? Don't you want to feel joyful? Don't you want to heal instead of being locking yourself up in your bedroom feeling all depressed and upset and mad at the world and don't want another man, don't want to work, don't want to have children? So they train you very young to cultivate that energy within your particular spirit. So whatever happens in life, she's in charge of you taking it in stride. You know, God don't give you no more than you can bear. So, you know, bear it in peace and bear it in joy. Because if not, you can end up very sick or very mentally off balance. So she's very artistic. She's very sweet. You know, she always have the last kind word, not the last word, but the last kind word. You know, she's very given in that energy and that joy and that love. So we are training the women. When they come, a lot of young women have been really beaten down with by life. And I train them and I teach them. I'm saying that, you know, you have this chance in this world, and you must take every opportunity to, you know, achieve your goals and your aspiration. And yes, you're going to have challenges. No one is free of challenges. Someone gets sick, someone dies, you know, you can't have that child you want. Your man is messing you up. No one is free of challenges, but it's how you react to each and every challenge that in your life, if you act, you know, with joy. Not that you're happy because you're getting beat down, is that you're just having a peaceful response to every situation so you don't suffer. You don't become high blood pressure. You don't have heart trouble. You don't get sick. You know, you don't make the situation worse. Because a lot of time it's not the situation, it's how you react to that situation. It's what you condition to act to that situation, because another person might just smile and be all right with it. So it's not the situation, it's your reaction to that situation. And I tell the women, never let anybody take away your joy or control how you're going to react to a situation. That is within your control.
You know, it's so interesting to me that out of this, the principle of Heteru, and then incorporating that principle into dance movements. And when Nater gave you this dance, did you have any idea what it was going to become ultimately, this healing work that has touched so many women and, again, has prompted so many testimonies from people that have actually used this dance to actually heal? Because, you know, people dance all the time. I mean, you know, people have been dancing since the beginning of time. I mean, even back in ancient Kemet, they were dancing, you know. And just to now, in this day and age, to take the principles of the 11 laws of God, Heteru in particular, for this particular dance, and to actually see the women respond, that must be something, because I don't know, maybe you could share about it, whether or not when you started this, whether you had any idea that it was going to blossom into what it has blossomed into today.
I didn't have a clue. I did not have a clue that it will go so far. I didn't even understand it. All I knew that it felt good, you know, and all I knew that I was going through challenges myself, and I wanted to feel good. I wanted to heal. So, and I was very, you know, upset about something in my life. So one day after prayer, I just, you know, decided that I was just going to deal with my challenges in a positive way. And as I walked across the floor, the dance movements started coming to me, and I just started, you know, and it was the music. It's just not the movement. It's the type of movement, you know, how it activates your chi force, how it activates the blood to flow throughout your body. It's the beat. It's the sound. It's the rhythm. You know, if you play Mick Jagger, you're not going to go into a healing. You're going to go have a headache. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
it's the right music, it's the tone, it's the, you know, that takes your body into that healing mode. So I started dancing, and it started feeling wonderful. I'm going, wow, you know. So I just put it on a little cheek, VCR, I gave it to some sisters. I said, try this. I said, because, you know, it's a healing dance, and I really feel like it's, the energy is making me feel good. It's making me love myself. It's helping me to love others. And we're going to get to the sisterhood in a minute. So one of the women who had a fibroid, she had like maybe 8 or 9 fibroids big as a grapefruit, I mean large. When she lied on her back, you know, she can feel the fibroids as she lied on her back bulging out of her back. And they cut on her for maybe 9, 10 times. She's had major surgery, and they kept cutting, and the fibroids kept coming back. So she, I didn't even know her. She grabbed the tape. Like I said, it was still very new. She grabbed the tape, and she said every day for 3 months, she did a head root healing. She came back to me, and she said, my fibroids are almost gone. And, you know, I was amazed, too. I was like, oh, really? You know? And I'm not advocating that it's just only the dance. I advocate also that you eat correctly and that you, whatever prayer, whatever you do, to help yourself calm yourself down and to react to your life situation very gracefully. So that was my first, you know, that I really start developing it because I didn't know what it would do. All I know that it just felt good and it was helping me feel good because I didn't have any major health problems. I would have if I would have kept going in that direction. You know, and one sister, she was bleeding like every day for 3 years. This was in London because, you know, I'm national, also in international. I travel all over the world, you know, helping women to be able to cope before you end up destroying your health and or you end up just destroying your mental faculties. She was bleeding every day for 3 years, and we was doing a workshop where we're dealing with that joy factor, that peace factor, and we just started dancing. And then she left the room, and when she came back, she said, wow, something turned in my stomach. She didn't know what it was. She said, but when I checked my clothing, the bleeding has stopped, and it hasn't stopped in 3 years.
Wow.
You know, so those, you know, and those type of situations, and I can go on and on. Another sister, she was very upset with her husband because he was just watching a lot of movies and pictures and stuff. She just could not deal with, you know, she's old school. She said, that's not what I'm used to. So they were getting ready to break up the family, and, you know, they were arguing all the time. So I told her, I said, don't argue with him. I said, you just escalated. When you argue, he's just going to argue with you back. I said, just talk to him and let him know, you know, what you think about it. And that's not something that you signed up for. That's not something that, you know, you all started your marriage with. And that's not something that you want to show as example to your children. I said, but don't cry. She'd go home and cry every day. And the more she cried, the more he did what he wanted to do because he knew he had her. Once he had her emotions in his hand. And when she came strong and she came secure and she came peaceful, he was like, but you know, you're not crying anymore. You're not upset, you know. So he straightened up. He stopped doing what he was doing, okay. And then he started taking her out and dealing with her on a whole nother level because, she did get her. One of the steps is the fourth step where you get your power back. She got her power back, and her power was her strength, her control that she had, that no one was going to pull her string to make her act anyway but as a peaceful, dignified woman. So, you know, and then 3 months ago, they had another wedding. You know, two times they got married, and she said, I am so happy. And she said, thank you very much for helping me to control, you know, the negative emotion that was making me sick and plunging me into high blood pressure.
Wow, you know, those are powerful testimonies, extremely powerful. And to all of the ladies that are listening out there, if you are experiencing any or all of the symptoms of, you know, when you're hearing these testimonies, that testimony, the outcome of that being peaceful, you know, the marriage came back to life. I mean, that can be your testimony as well. You know, you said something very interesting. You talked about she was strong, but she was peaceful. Oftentimes, people don't equate peace as a characteristic of strength. Could you talk about that you could actually be strong and peaceful at the same time? Because when men hear the term, for example, strong black woman, they don't necessarily, oftentimes, the first thought or characteristic, if you were to ask a man, name a characteristic of a strong black woman, he might say loud. You know, peace is not necessarily one of the first traits that come to mind. Could you talk about the fact that you can, as a woman, be both strong and exhibit peace at the same time?
You know who's a good example of that as a man? I'm not saying there are no women, but Obama. They do whatever they want to do to him, but he keeps it moving. He keeps it ticking, and he comes out dignified. He comes out unemotional. You know, he say what he have to say, and then his perception. See, when you upset and when you're emotionally in turmoil, you don't think right. Haven't you done things when you was upset and emotional that you go, did I really do that? That was crazy. It was that was crazy, right? So you know, it blocks your logic when you're emotionally upset. Peace, when you are at peace, you are cultivating. You have to cultivate that particular energy to be at peace. It doesn't take, you know, and you do that through the correct diet, not eating a lot of sugar and, you know, other things that will mess up your emotional stability. So you can be at peace and in a relationship because you are directing that. You are in control. You got to understand that you are in control of your emotions. And we are taught that when we're in a situation that we should argue, we should fight, that we should fight, we should become upset, we don't speak to you, slam the phone down. That's emotional turmoil. But you have the power to be at peace. That doesn't make you any weaker. You're able to be clear, to be logical, because people are upset. They're not logical. You know, you're able to be logical. You're able to protect your health. You're able to protect the relationship. Because after 3 or 4 months of, you know, of not being at peace, and I gain my peace through, you know, the energy that I get when I do the Hetero Healing Dance, and also I meditate and I train. See, Hetero is also in charge of your imagination. I train my imagination. I train myself in my imagination to function a certain way each and every time this happens, so-and-so happens. Because everything repeats itself. Nothing is new. The man leaves the toilet seat up. He's going to do it every day, right? The woman, you know, I know a woman who left her husband because he left the toilet. She couldn't stand it. She said, Queen Mother. I said, yes. Matter of fact, she said this to a friend, and the friend was telling me what she was saying. She was saying that I finally did it. I finally left my husband. I mean, I just couldn't take it anymore. And she said, well, what did he do? She said, for the last time, he left the toilet seat up. Can you imagine? You only break up a marriage because you're so emotional. Mm-hmm. But, you know, through fixing yourself, you can control your peace. You need tools to do that. You need to do your yoga, your qigong, you know, your meditation. You know, like Hetero is very strong on imagination, training yourself, you know, how to function, how to act in each and every situation, how to be peaceful. Because you're yelling at somebody, you make yourself sick, and you also, I mean, how can yelling and screaming be an option? Peace, love, kindness, joy.
Yes.
Don't worry about that, honey. We'll take care of that. Everything is okay. Don't worry about that. You know, give me a hug. Give me a kiss. You know,
mm-hmm.
we're going to make it. You know, old
right.
song, we're going to make it, right?
right?
You know, we might have this and this. We may not have that, but we're going to make it. So
mm-hmm.
it's better to have the peace than to be beating somebody up. You know, man or woman get out of line, you don't going upside
mm-hmm.
their head. So it's better to train yourself with the proper tools in order to react to life situation in peace and joy. It doesn't help. Matter of fact, after a while, the relationship breaks up. You know, so much fighting and arguing that, you know, you don't even like each other anymore. You kind of figure out, how did you get into this relationship? What did you like about this person? You know what I'm saying? So, no, in the Sarah set, we have tools. The Honorable Shekel Meshach and Rhonda Fuhrman teaches us how we need to respond in each and every situation that we have in our lives. And I swear I feel wonderful because of that, because I'm not arguing or fighting with anybody. We are solving situations that come up. We solve them. You must always be in a solving mode, not in a fight, worry,
mm-hmm.
depressed mode. If something happened, you made a mistake, I apologize, keep it moving. What can I do? You know, you come back. When somebody does something to me that is a violation, you know, I might send them a card. I might, you know, bring them some food.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do something kind, not something to rip them down. And if I'm not able to do it because they're very toxic, then I will send them a prayer. You know?
Mm-hmm. Everybody, my special guest is Queen Mother Master Amamin. Wow, this is an awesome, awesome interview, and the phone lines are lit. So let me just give everybody an opportunity. If you have a question or a comment, you'd like to say hi to Queen Mother, all you have to do is press 1 on the telephone, and I can bring you on, and you can ask your question or make your comment. If you're listening online, the telephone number is 347-324-5727. Again, that's 347-324-5727. If you could, Queen Mother, talk about, excuse me, joy, pardon me, because when, again, the title of the workshop is the healing power of joy, it seems like it would be impossible to be joyful if you're not peaceful. So if you could just talk about our nature being peace, that being our nature, and then out of that springs the joy.
Right. Your original nature is peace. You have been taught how to react in different situations in a negative way. You know, you go to the movies, you go to the TV, you see Uncle Joe knock Aunt Sally down, you see Aunt Sally knock Uncle Joe down. So you have been taught. But your original nature, the first movement of the dance, that your original nature is peaceful. You understand what I'm saying? So you don't everything that you're doing that is negative and you all emotional and you crying and all that kind of stuff, you can control that. Statistics show that stress is the number one killer.
Mm-hmm.
The last time I checked. It causes
mm-hmm.
high blood pressure. You know, I mean, when you're upset and you're yelling and you're screaming, do you really feel good after that?
No, you don't.
No, you don't. You got a headache. You know, you destroy, you trash the relationship. If this is the person you love, why are you screaming at that person? Why are you upset with that person? Why are you cheating on that person? Why are you beating on that person? This is what I'm talking about. That is not what we're supposed to be doing and how we're supposed to be acting, as opposed to being kind and tender and loving. You know I have this young lady that I'm working with, you know, she's beating her child. I said, you are destroying the mental faculty of that child. Do you know what kind of child, a woman she's going to be when she gets older if you keep beating her like that? because you're mad? We have been trained, we have been conditioned to react. And if we check a lot of the conditions that we've been trained to do, you'll see that, you know, we need to examine what we're learning from TV, what we're learning, you know, from the movies. And one of the things is, like, with sisterhood, we bring a toxic, like, I have to work with that very closely with women. We love to be with men, but they're the one that's cheating on us and beating us and doing all kind of stuff. But your best friend is a man, right? You can't stand to be with a woman, and you just meet her. You don't know anything about her. But, you know, that divides and destroy a people. Then you do, because we need to be together as women. We need the older women to teach the younger women, because they're making unnecessary mistakes watching the TV and the movies and reading the wrong thing, you know? So working with them, the first thing is hostility. It's how, who taught you to be hostile towards your sister, your mother, your grandmother, where they can't even teach you anymore? So you're out there learning from the school of hard knocks. Very toxic relationship, not finishing your education, you know? So I teach them, that is your sister, whether she came from your mother or your father, and we're going to treat, and stop gossiping. You know, it's not juicy. Stop gossiping. You know, if you can't bring her up, don't bring her down. So we have to work that out. We have to work all the gossiping and the jealousies and, you know, you look better than me. No, beauty is beauty. I can't distinguish who is who. You know, it's all the same. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, so one of the hardest tasks is to get sisters to trust one another, because they think that you want their man, or, you know, they want, you think they want your man. I mean, it's just a lot of hostility. And we need to break all that down so we can begin to trust one another, and sisters begin to be truthful to one another and say, I will not do this to you because I love you. You are my sister. So I work very hard at training them, to training the women how to relate to one another. And they have become friends. And you, after a while, they're spending the night at each other's house. They're doing each other's hair. They're cooking food for each other. They're helping each other, taking care of the children. They're listening more to the elder women, you know, because the elder women, you know, we've been through the mill, so we know. They say, don't touch that fire. It's hot. We know it's hot. You know what I'm saying? But this society teaches you, oh, you're grown. You know, you're 18. You're grown, so you can make your own choices in life. And when I was 18, I wasn't paying any bills. You know, I didn't have a decent job. I have a job back then was $40-something dollars a week. You know, I wasn't buying any food. I needed you to help me with my education. I was very immature and, you know, picking mates, you know. So... And I didn't have a wealth of wisdom. I'm just 18, but I'm gonna tell you what to do. I'm gonna stand toe to toe to a woman. No, you don't stand toe to toe to a woman. You have to follow, be humble, so one day you can become a woman. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
A little young girl. She's.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, little. She's about 15. She does a head over heels dance with her mother. And she came to me. She kept staring at me, and she kept looking at me. She has big eyes. And I'm saying, why does she keep looking at me like that? Is she in trouble or something? So she would follow me with her eyes. So I said, what's the matter, honey? And she looked at me, and she stared, and she's like 15 years old. She says, I'm a woman. And I said, you're a woman? Because she just got her monthly cycle. So she equated that with being a woman. I said, why are you a woman? She said, because my cycle came. I said, you have a long way before you could say you're a woman. And that's another thing that we teach the women. What is the difference between being a woman and not fulfilling that particular role yet? Are you responsible? You know, are you, you know, caring? Are you respectful? Are you kind? Are you loving? You know, mm-hmm. you know, do you want to work? Are you a cheat? Are you cheating? I mean, because a lot of people bring a lot of bad habits to relationships. You know, that causes a lot of that. It creates a lot of pain and suffering, but we have to learn to be at peace. And like I said, you do that through doing your spiritual work. That cultivates you, and you need the tools. You need tools in life. There's no tools. You just, you know, you throw the children out, you send them to college. They're doing everything and anything in college, and they don't know how to withstand that. You need tools in life. Here you're like, you're 18, you're grown. Nobody taught you how to be a good man, a wife, a husband. No one taught you. They teach you mm-hmm. how to be a lawyer. They teach you how to be a doctor. They teach you how to play soccer. You taught everything, but you learn how to be a good wife and a good husband, or a bad one, wife or husband. That's family life. But a lot of families are dysfunctional. A lot of men are out of the household, and that's, you know, that causes a lot of turmoil in, you know, in the particular family. I won't go on and on and on. But then the women, you know, they don't have a family life. They have all these children. They, you know, they allow themselves to be stressed out. And I understand that. I get that because, you know, you need support. You know, you need support. We're not in this world by ourselves, and you have children, et cetera, you need support. But you're in control of your peace, and you learn how to be in control of your particular peace and your joy. You're not happy because this is happening to you. You're just peaceful because, you know, you're peaceful by nature, and you're very joyful because you are controlling your peace. You are in control of your ship. And you can't say, I can't help it because, you know, he did this to me. Somebody else can die. Someone can die, and the person will go, God, you know, God has come to get you. You know, God bless you. Bless the path that you are lying in right now. And the other person is just crying and boohooing and, you know, jumping in the grave and everything. So it's not the situation. It's how you've been trained to react to a situation. Case in point, I always tell this about my mother. Mother was scared of mice. And when it was a mice, when we were younger, she would jump on the table. Ah! And she on the table, she had five kids. So all five of us are jumping on the table. Ah! And then we go, what is it? She says, it's a mice. Well, we haven't even seen the mice, right? And then I was jumping. Ah! And then it dawned on me, this is stupid. You know, because I'm not even afraid of it. You know, I'm not even afraid of mice. Why am I jumping up on this table acting like this? Mm-hmm. So I never even, after that, I was young. I said, okay, this is crazy. We're not doing this anymore. So, you know, it was a reaction to what I saw someone else do, but not that it didn't matter to me. You know, I didn't even know why I was up on the table, mm-hmm. you know? So you're in control of your peace, but you do really need. And the Henry Healing Dance, it helps you to be more peaceful. It helps you to be more calm. It helps you to be more loving. It helps you to be more kind. Because when you do it over and over again, and the music over and over again begin to stimulate your chi and your blood and begin to, you know, put the energy, it changes your energy and begins to help you to react in a whole different way. You know, your husband treats you like a queen, and you treat him like a king.
Mm-hmm. You know, that is so powerful because there are so many people out there right now, might be some people on the line listening to the call right now that are experiencing issues in their relationships, whether they're married, dealing with something. And you mentioned the curing of fibroids. But you mentioned also that wasn't your issue, but you gave somebody else's testimony. They were cured from fibroids, but that's not what brought you to the healing dance, that it was something else. And there might be some people out there right now that think that the Het Haru healing dance is just for, you know, the healing of womb issues, although it is that. it can also help to heal your emotional issues as well. And, could you speak on that?
Well, at that particular time, because it involves someone else that I know, I won't say any names, but at that particular time, I was very, I allowed myself to be very stressed out and upset about the situation. But that when I sat down in meditation that day, I realized that I can control that and that I needed to give the circumstances a chance. And I needed to, not allow myself to be upset about that particular situation. And once I made that decision, see, you can make a decision in your life, that can help your life and further you to success and longevity and happiness and peace and joy, or you can make a decision that would take you in the darkness. You understand what I'm saying? And I knew that I just was conditioned not to like that particular circumstances. I knew that. So I said, either you're going to be truthful and honest and deal with it correctly, or you're not. And if you're not, then that's not right. So I decided I was going to react in a more positive way with the situation. And lo and behold, before I got across the room, I always say that's the gift that God gave to me because, I was honoring my divinity and honoring God and doing what I knew what was correct to do, instead of, holding on to negative emotions. I just let it go. And the dance came in, and it came in, and it started coming in, and I was just like, oh, my goodness, So, but I didn't understand it. See, it took me, although it was in divine order that it was a gift from God, I knew that I had to live up to the principle of head of rule. I knew that, it came with a, with stipulations that in order for me to teach women and to help them, I had to become what I'm talking about. I had to become more peaceful in my life. I had to become more loving in my life. I had to become more kind in my life. So I had to work on that because, like I said, it just was, it's like, oh, what is this, So I just spent my life, developing those principles and healing myself and helping others to heal themselves. Because when you're joyful and when you're peaceful, you're healing. When you're laughing, you're having a good time, you're healing. When you're kind, you're healing, So,
this interview is just so good. I don't want it to end. How are you on time? I know the interview was scheduled to be from 7 to 8. Can we go a little over? Are you good? Or
yeah, we can go a little over. I'm good.
Okay, wonderful. Well, everybody, my special guest is Queen Mother Mashtam Amen, and we're talking about the Het Haru Healing Dance. There's going to be a workshop in Washington, D.C. on Saturday, June 18th. We're going to tell you all about that. I have a question, though. What about dance for people that are women who might be experiencing some sort of health challenge that might involve their joints or their knees or something? Can the dance be modified somewhat for somebody who might say, well, look, I want to do the dance, but, my knees just won't let me, I can't bend them, like I used to.
Right.
Can the dance be modified in some way?
Well, I'll give you an idea. The oldest woman that have done the dance is 90 years old. And
wow.
My mother, she does the dance. She's 89. And those who have joint problems, whether they're young and old, because sometimes, the younger women, they have injuries. So they sit down. You can sit down and do it as well as stand up. It's easy. It helps keep the – you want to be healthy inside out. You want to do that. So you want to be able to keep fit. It keeps your stamina up. It helps your heart. It just keeps you in shape. It helps keep your stomach flat. You know, tighten your legs. You know, and it's an easy workout. It's not like you know you have to leap across the room. Everybody don't want to do that. You want to be able. It's flowing. It's like the water. So you're moving. But if you do that every day, those joints, you don't get stiff. You don't get old. You know, it stays lubricated.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? It stays healthy. It stays strong. So if you can't stand up and do it, you know, then, you know, either you could, and that's not a death sentence about your joint. You can, there's herbs, there's special treatments that you can get, you know, because I'm holistic. You understand? There's food that you can eat, you know, and you sit down and do the dance, but you gotta move those joints, and you don't have to be vigorous like you jumping across the street, you know, flying and stuff like that across the room, you know. As the body would accept a little every day, it will stay loose, it will stay limber, and you will stay young. You know what
everybody
I'm saying?
Yes, I do, and I want to encourage everybody, you know, I'm just trying to take away anybody's excuse that might feel like, oh, there's a reason why I cannot do this dance, you know, either I'm too old. Well, you just heard Queen Mother Maestama Men say her mother's 89 years old and does the dance, okay, so you're not too old, you can do it sitting down, okay, so there's benefit that you can certainly get from doing this dance. It's about healing, and even if you just heal a little bit a day, just try it, and we will tell you how you can find out more about it. Again, we're going to tell you all about the workshop. But what about the Head of Haru dance and menopause? Could the dance, it sounds like it would be something that could help women who are actually going through menopause to help lessen the effects of menopause.
Yes, it does, because it's working with the uterus. It works with, you know, all the internal organs, because they're all in the midsection where your stomach is. So you're constantly moving that area. You're constantly massaging that area, you know, and it helps stimulate your hormonal level and keeps it healthy. Of course, you have to be mindful of your diet. A lot of people, you know, our diet is not as good as it should be. And, you know, make sure you're taking your vitamins. There, you know, like I said, I'm holistic. So there's other things that you got to pay attention to, you know. So it does help strengthen that area and keep the uterus and keep the womb young and producing, you know, the necessary chemicals that you need, you know, to produce. Because I do it. My next birthday, I'll be 69 years old, so I really have to keep things, you know, keep things moving and keep things healthy and stuff like that. Because I don't believe in getting old. I'm gonna shout that out. I don't believe in getting old. Period.
Mm-hmm.
You can keep yourself.
And everybody, and you got to do whatever you can do to help yourself to stay young. And
that's right.
Again, with a dance like this, I mean, just from the standpoint of not just the physical healing, but the emotional healing,
mm-hmm.
and the joy that comes along with dance. And you can't dance and be mad.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be, there's going to be a lot of benefits that you can, you know, take away from this dance. And I like what you said earlier, even as far as the older women teaching the young women dances that can help to heal, and not just heal, but help them to prevent getting certain illnesses, you know, just keeping that joy. And, you know, this information is so, so powerful, and it's so necessary today, because when you look at the women today, especially young women today, I mean, just with all of the issues that they're dealing with now, the choices that they're making.
Mm-hmm.
A dance like this sounds like that it has benefits that go so far beyond the physical benefits, you know. So I'm just encouraging everybody to make sure that you get out to the workshop, and we're going to be telling you, you know, all about that. And I just want to, just before you go, just talk about the, again, back to the healing aspect of it from the sisterhood position. women coming together, you know, because so often women hide their emotions, you know, because of all of the things that they have to do in this society. They got to be mothers sometimes, oftentimes, far too many times, single mothers, got to go out and face the world, got to put on the makeup, put on the smile, go to work, deal with the stuff there, come home, might be in a bad relationship, might be in no relationship, might be lonely, you know, dealing with all of the stuff that they may have had to deal with through their life, could have been childhood issues, could have been rapes, molestations, all kinds of things, and they cover it up and have to, you know, just face life head on. But when you get sisters that can come together in a group, even, and heal together, I'm sure that there have been a lot of tears as women have actually, healthy tears, as women have actually started to release some of the past trauma that may have taken place in their life just from doing the dance. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. When they come into the workshop, because we work with them like twice a month, when they come to the workshop, sometimes they just fall into the room just crying, just to the ground. Life has been so, you know, quote-unquote, you know, stressful for them, you know. Mm-hmm. And we work with them. And when they do that, all the women get up and go and get them. And then we do we put them in the circle. We do what we need to do with them as far as the special oils and stuff and song. And we do the dance. And we have them. And we all give that sister that energy, that chi, that healing that she needs, because she needs that. And she needs that support. And we work her until that energy is out of her and she's able to function on a more calmer level.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually they take their challenges quite well. They, you know, they don't get as, allow themselves to get as stressed out anymore. So eventually, you know, then I put them in, let them deal with higher teachings and, you know, let them further go on in their development to make sure they're getting everything that they need.
What advice would you give to brothers who have mates or, you know, even sisters, could be just any woman in their life, could be a daughter, could be, you know, cousins, anybody that they might know, a sister that they might know, that is going through a healing crisis, and they come to this information and they hear about the women, the dance, the Heteru healing dance. How could a brother best support his queen or his, you know, the woman in his life, just, you know, in a way that he's not intrusive? Because there are some things that, you know, some journeys you have to take alone, and some, you know, at some point maybe the brothers can join the sister, but some things are, some healing is personal. And you know, so how could a brother best support his mate as she's going through this healing journey?
You know, I have so many brothers who have even bought their mate tickets, who have sent them to the healing, who support them, who will come, because a lot of times we have to, you know, do set up and go buy things, shop, do different things, and they'll come and they'll be supportive and they'll help us with the situation. And matter of fact, some of the brothers dance with them at home, I'm told.
Mm.
So, and then, and the brothers say that they, please, you know, keep her in the circle, because when she comes home, she is so happy. They say they get the fringe benefits from all that joy and peace, and it's just like they are a different person when they come home. And it really, you know, have made a relationship so much better. I mean, would you like somebody yelling at you, like I said earlier, and, you know, or would you like somebody who's kind to you? I mean, that's a no-brainer, right? So it has enhanced their relationship immensely. And like I said, some of the men, they dance with the sisters. They dance. I mean, the privacy of their home, you know, that's what they do. So I would advise the brothers to, you know, get them into the workshop so they can, you know, learn new tools. They can learn how to navigate. Because I don't see how people make it out there. You know, I look and I say, you have nothing. All you have is somebody there's a lot of negative situations, and the best they can do is give you drugs, you know, to you know, equilibrate yourself. You don't have, it's nothing out there, you know. So how people, you know, they just fall upon, you know, excessive alcohol and drugs, and you know, and all kind of abominations, and because that's all that's out there. It's just poison. So the more we can get the women in and to help them, and especially the ones who really want to help themselves, oftentimes some of the women that come in, they know a lot. You know, they're not receptive because, you know, they have a lot that they know, but they need to be receptive so we can reach out more and to help. This is like, you know, not all of them, but some of them, because, like I said before, a good job has been done to cleave, you know, the wisdom from the elder to the younger one. So when they come, it's like they want to tell you what to do, and you go, you know, and you have to gently just let them know that, you know, sure, we can share, because we sit around in the circle and we share and we talk, and everybody just, you know, tell some of the people have horrific problems. You know, one sister, you know, that does the dance, and she's much more stable now. You know, her mother gave her away when she was a young girl, and her mother didn't like her. Her mother allowed her stepfather to molest her because she just didn't like her, and she knew that the man was molesting her. She allowed her to go out like 8, 7 years old in the street to take herself to school. So she was running from the drug addicts because they were trying to get her, you know, whatever they want to do with her. She's been in the home. And then she says, you know, and now she's in the circle and she's getting herself together. And the other day she says, you know, I just have such low self-esteem. I haven't done anything in my life. And I'm, you know, 28 years old. And I looked at her. I said, are you serious? I said, you escaped from molester. You ran from the drug pushers. You knew better to stay there and let them bother you. You made it out of the shelter. You got your own place and moved and were able to stabilize yourself. I said, do you know how much strength that took to do that? Where most women or most people would have succumbed to the streets, to jail, to drugs and everything else, you did not. I said, that's quite an accomplishment, young lady. And she said, yeah.
As a matter of fact, it is.
Yeah. You know, I said, 8 years old, you got away from them? You knew? She said, I was running. I kept running. Every day I would run from them. And I said, you're here to tell about it. You're here to talk about it. What do you mean? I said, accomplishment is not like playing the violin. Accomplishment is accomplishment. Life, you know, material things, accomplishment is accomplishment. That was great because most people wouldn't have made it. They would not have made it.
And you know, there are some women out that might be listening to this show right now that didn't make it. There might be women right now listening to this show that didn't get away, that did succumb. You know, that they succumbed to the drugs. They, you know, they, you know, lost their babies. You know, they, you know, their children may have been taken away from them. You know, they may have become, you know, gotten on alcohol and all of these, and they're ready to heal. You know, they're ready to heal. Don't be ashamed of what has happened to you. What happened, happened. You know, it happened. You know, but it doesn't have to be the end of your story. The book is still being written because you're here, you know. So we want to encourage you to come out. You can get with other sisters. You can share. And when you come, don't be afraid to release. You know, a lot of times we have this thing, well, I ain't trying to tell all my business. You know what I'm saying? You know, look, it's about healing. You've been carrying that stuff for far too long. It's time to let it go. Amen. It's time to get well. It's time to heal so that you can be better for your mate, for your children, and most of all, for yourself and your God. It's time to heal. You know,
yes.
Queen Mother Mashtama, man, I just want to say thank you so much for all of the work that you've been doing, all of the hugs that you've given these sisters, all of the tears that you've wiped away, you know, because, again, we need this. Because as the sisters heal, the families heal, the men heal,
that's right.
A good healed sister is going to make a good healed mother. A good healed mother, you know, is gonna grow up, have children that are going to grow up healthy and stable and divine. And so, you know, I just want to say tu'au for you and the work that you've done for all of the sisters that you've helped, will help for all of the marriages that you've saved, will save, you know, and just for just being that vehicle through which the divine has given this healing dance to the world. And I just want to say thank you so, so much. I want to definitely take some time to promote this awesome workshop that's coming up on June the 18th. And I'd like to bring Shechem Nusimbete on to discuss that. Were there any final parting words that you had concerning this work that you're doing, the Hetheru Healing Dance, and anything that we have not covered thus far that you would like to share with our listeners today?
I'm just very glad that you mentioned the family, and the family is so important because the family is where you learn all of your lessons in life. And if the lessons if you do not learn them and they're not there, that the lessons that need to be there, then we're not going to grow up to be healthy men and women. So, yes, and the woman, she is a custodian of the family. And we need to, like you said, heal ourselves so we can begin to help our children, help our husband, and help the world. And it is so important, and that we are not ashamed that we need to heal. We need to heal because we gotta turn this around, because it doesn't look very bright. If you look at the whole election, it just doesn't look very bright at this time. And if we're healed and we're strong and we don't succumb to illnesses where we can't, you know, be a part of the direction that the world is going to be taken into, because other people, they are a part of it, and we don't want to just flow with it. We want to be able to be movers. We want to be able to be players, but we cannot if we are a sick people. We are eating the wrong foods, and our health is in jeopardy. If we marry the wrong men, and our families are in jeopardy. If we're not developed and we're not deal with our careers and our material wealth the way we need to, we are in jeopardy. So we've got to come together, and we've got to heal. And especially on the diet part, we've got to eat better, because they say by 2020, most people will have cancer, and I don't want to be in that number, and I don't want you all to be in that number. So we've got to come together and take life very seriously. Thank you so
much
for inviting me. Thank you. And
it's my pleasure. I say Anetra Rock to you and just to the listeners that are listening on by. You should see this board is full of callers. And I just want to just give everybody one last time, if you want to say hi to Queen Mother Mashtama, my man, all you have to do is press 1. And, you know, to all of the listeners online, the call-in number is 347-324-5727. Otherwise, I just want to say, again, Anetra Rock to you, my sister. I bow to you because, again, the work that you're doing is so important. And, you know, I just want everybody to know that but next Saturday, you definitely, if you're in Washington, you need to come to the Sinbeb Wellness Complex. If you're in Baltimore, you need to come on down, okay? But I just want to say thank you again, because this interview is very powerful, and I don't want to take up more of your time. You've been gracious enough to give us a few more moments, so I just want to say Tuanatare for you.
Thank you. Oh, Juanita here for you too, and thank you. And God bless everybody, and have a wonderful evening. Thank you so much for inviting me, and hopefully I can come back again. I had a wonderful healing time just talking to you and feeling the energy of the audience. Thank you so much.
Okay, can you come back tomorrow? You want to come back? I'm going to get you back as soon as I can. I've enjoyed it myself. Thank you so much.
Okay.
It was feel the healing in the air.
Okay, thank you.
Step. Here comes New Simbate. Thank you so much for agreeing to come on as well. The show's not over, y'all. The show is not over. I've got Second New Simbate. She is a chiefess, priestess with the Osereset Society. She's been with the Osereset Society for over 30 years, and she's going to share information about the workshop on June the 18th that you all are going to be at, right? Okay. Second New Simbate, welcome back.
Thank you, Juanza. I appreciate you for having this show and for having us on again. Wow. So the event is the Healing Power of Joy, and this is a D.C. tour. So Netsuit Majtam was in Philadelphia in May, and they had a Healing Power of Joy event as well. So now she's traveling to D.C., where we will have an all-day event, where women of all ages can learn tools to help them deal with issues common to women and to meditate, refresh, restore, and to just fellowship with other women. So this is, as I said, an all-day event from 12 to 7 p.m. on June 18th, 2016. Now, for an event like this, you probably would expect it to be like $50 or something like that, right? For all day.
You would think.
And you get a whole lot of stuff. You know, but it's only $15. So that we try to keep things, you know, so everybody can attend, so everybody can get something out of it, and cost is not a prohibitive issue. And, of course, the event will culminate with the Hetero Healing Dance, which will be led by Queen Mother Majtam Amen, who was just speaking a moment ago. I guess information on how to buy tickets. You can get them online at the Osereset website or our Facebook pages. And the website is AUSARAUSETDC.org. And you go to our events page. And that way you'll be able to pay for your tickets directly. You can also get the same link from our Facebook page if you go to the events page and click on the Hetero Healing Power of Joy event. You can also get to it that way. We're also still accepting vendors. So if there are any women vendors that would like to vend at the event, there are still some slots open, and they can call us at 240-343-JOY-5. And that's 240-343-JOY-5. And you can call us for information about that.
You know, I hear some sister out there saying, you know, I really want to come. I really got to come. I need this information. Gosh, I got to see if I can find a babysitter. Can our children allow? how young can the youngest young lady be? Because, of course, we definitely don't want anybody to, you know, children to disrupt the class by, you know, whatever
right.
Children do that by class. So are children allowed?
There, you can actually, children can participate. Depending on what their age is, they may not necessarily want to sit for the class and the workshop, because we'll be doing meditation, we'll be doing Qigong, there'll be entertainment by the brothers for the sisters,
okay.
Of course. and, of course, the Hetero Healing Dance and the fashion show. So there's some pieces where children of a younger age might actually sit through, but for the most part, you probably want them to be a little bit older. We will have some child care, some slots open for child care. So if you get there early enough, the brothers have been gracious enough to assist on that piece as well.
Oh, you mentioned the fashion show. That ought to be interesting.
Yes. So the fashion show, as you know, the Simbad Wellness Complex, I don't know if all of your listeners have been there or have heard of it on any of our other shows, but the Simbad Wellness Complex is in D.C., and it houses several businesses, Osaraset DC being one of them. But we also house a vegan cafe, which is Simbab Cafe, who will have food at the event available for sale. Simbab Natural Foods, which is our grocery store, which sells vegan and vegetarian food products as well as supplements and all of that. So they will also have a few items at the event. And then, of course, we have the Sistrum Boutique, where we carry clothes, we carry incense, we carry books, a lot of the Madhuna Tare books, the CDs, meditation CDs, and things of that nature. So for the fashion show, we will have the Sistrum Boutique, who will present a lot of the items that they have, you know, for you, so you can see how you can wear it, how you can do it differently, what we have in stock. And we'll have some new items that haven't been on the racks before, so people will be able to take a look and then buy them if they like.
Everybody, you need to be there. That's Saturday, June the 18th at the Simbab Wellness Complex at 6224 3rd Street Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20011. That's going to be from 12 noon to 7 p.m. And if you'd like more information or ticket information, please call 240-343-JOY5. And that's for vending information as well. And again, tickets are $15. Somebody has press 1. They want to talk. So if you don't mind, let me just go to the call.
Excellent.
We'll call the last digits of your number. And 7143, you're on the air with Queen Mother Mashtamamen and Shechem New Simbade. Caller, are you there? 7143.
Hello?
You're on the air.
Hetepu, peace and blessings. How are you?
Hi, my name's Nicole, and I had a question. I'm going through a difficult time where my husband and I are separating due to infidelity that happened with him and possibly having another child, being put in a situation, and I'm not able to heal from that. I've forgiven him about the situation, but there's just like some inner peace that isn't there because I feel like he's lying about certain things, and I want to know how to overcome that.
Okay, I don't know which one of you want to take that.
All right, you're still with us.
Are you still there, Queen Mother?
I'm still here. I would say to you that are you planning to come to the event on the 18th?
I just actually found out about this like less than 30 seconds ago.
Right.
And I believe right now I'm in a position where I don't have the funds to do that. Like, I'm on workers' comp right now, not receiving any type of financial assistance from them. It's just like I have a lot of tumultuous turmoil going on surrounding me, and I'm trying to find peace, but it's just really difficult for me to do that.
Okay, what I can do is can we get your information, and then I can't help you on the air because it's a little more than that, you know, that you would need. But if I get your information, and then I can, like, personally give you a call, and then we can, and then speak to you. Will that work
for
you?
That's fine.
Okay. So, Musindi, there, you can give, you know, I guess afterwards.
If you can put her on hold, because I don't want her to give her information over the phone.
Sure.
If you can facilitate getting that information from her.
Absolutely. Okay, sister, would you mind holding on? And after the show. Okay, please hold on. Even after you hear the music, just hold on, and I'll come back to you, and I'll get the information from you, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else have a question while we have Queen Mother Mashtamamen and Shechem New Simbade on the line? All you have to do is just press 1, and we can bring you on board. Okay. Well, I want to give the information again. and I need everybody to write it down, okay, because, you know, during the course of a week, you hear this show, and it's like, okay, before you know it, it's Friday, and you're like, oh, my God, the thing's tomorrow. So write it down, okay, put it somewhere where you can see it. Put it under your refrigerator. It is Saturday. It's the power of joy, the healing power of joy. That's next Saturday, June the 18th, at the Synbeb Wellness Complex in Washington, D.C. That's at 6224 3rd Street, West Washington, D.C. And in case you need to map quest that, that's 20011. That's going to be from 12 noon until 7 p.m. I suggest that you get there early. Okay, and if you'd like ticket information, by the way, the tickets are $15. And if you'd like, you know, to order your tickets online or you'd like vending information, call this number, 240-343-JOY, that's J-O-Y, and then the number 5. Again, that's 240-343-JOY-5. We've got somebody else that would like to ask a comment, ask a question or make a comment. I'm going to call the last 4 digits of your number. 6494, you're on the air with Queen Mother Mashtam Amen and Shechem's New Simbade. Welcome.
Hello, this is Alicia. Hello, Queen Mother.
Hi, how are you doing, Alicia?
I'm doing well. I was actually asking about the Het Haru healing dance and wondering if it's safe for pregnant women.
I can say this much. I wouldn't say to go ahead and do it because I don't know your situation. I don't know your pregnancy. I don't know. So any type of exercise or whatever you do, I always tell people that they need to check with their physician. But I will say this much, pregnant women have done it. My daughter-in-law, she did it, but she did it like, you know, she's been doing it. She did it through her whole pregnancy. Both pregnancy and the baby, she only was in like 2 hours labor with both pregnancies, you know.
Okay.
You know, so I would say that much. But I would say before you start anything new, to speak to your physician. It's an easy workout. It's not jumping across. You know, you're just massaging and you're moving. But speak to your physician. And if your physician says fine, then, you know.
Sounds good. Well,
congratulations.
Yeah, how many months are you?
I am 7 months.
Oh, you're 7 months. You're about ready to have a baby.
Yes.
Is this your first child?
Yes.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Thank
and
you.
You're located in D.C.?
I'm not. I'm actually located in North Carolina, but I'll be visiting next week, so I will be attending.
Okay,
hopefully.
Good. And I will be doing something in North Carolina in the fall.
Oh, okay.
So leave
great.
The information so, you know, I can send it to
okay.
you. And they have the Head of Healing in North Carolina. They do it also.
Yes, they do. I'm in communication with them in Charlotte.
Okay, great. Okay, so I'll see you next week then. Beautiful.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much for your call. Anybody else? Last chance. All you have to do is just press 1. If you're on the line, just press 1. If you're, or shall I say, if you're on the board, press 1. Otherwise, you can call in at 347-324-5727. This has been a very, very powerful interview, and I'm going to say this information until people know it by heart, okay? It's going to be next Saturday at the Synbeb Wellness Complex in Washington, D.C. That's next Saturday, June the 18th. Spread the word, everybody. That is going to be at 6224 3rd Street in Washington, D.C. The zip code there is 20011. It's going to be from 12 noon to 7 p.m. Get there early. Don't worry about a babysitter. If you've got little children, there are going to be some things that they can actually take advantage of. Again, there's going to be a fashion show. I mean, I've been to the Simbeb Wellness Complex. Oh, my God. If you haven't, if, by the way, for anybody out there that has not tried vegetarian food, vegan food, you need to get over there, okay, because they got some stuff that'll make your mouth water, and you're definitely going to come back for more. They've got books. I mean, you've got, like, Queen, I think it was Shechem Nusimbates mentioned, they've got the Meduna Tez series. I mean, you've got so much waiting for you there. If you've never been there, where in the world have you been? You need to get over there, and you need to get over there next Saturday, June the 18th. And again, if you'd like more information about vending, the number to call is 240-343-JOY5. That's JOY5 for vending information. Tickets are just $15. I mean, where are you going to get all this for $15? The second the new Simbete mentioned, something like this would cost $50 or more, okay? So definitely take advantage of this. It's time to heal. Everybody, it's time to heal. No more playing, no more faking, no more going, no more denying, you know. You know what's going on in your spirit. You know what you need to do. Sisters, you know it's time to heal. Yeah. And for those of you, again, there's no need to be ashamed. Everybody's got to be healed of something. I mean, we've all been through something. Mm-hmm. So now's your chance, ladies, to get with other sisters who have taken that step. Be encouraged by the steps that other sisters have taken. If they can take that step and come out and say, you know what, I need to heal. I need to heal. Your children will be better for it. Your mates will be better for it. You will be better for it. My name is Jawan, and I want to encourage you to keep listening to the show. Actually, the show comes on every Tuesday and Thursday. We've got guests. I mean, we've interviewed, oh, my God, Shechem Shechem, Ra'un Nefer, Amen, Orwa Hehi Meturan Comet, Hekshem Suharush, Shechem Me'ab Nater, Sanu Parah comes on. He talks about Bazi astrology, comes on every third Tuesday of the month. I've interviewed Shechem Tebraim Sa'ah, I mean, Shechem Tehuda Kamo, I mean, Shechem Sa'antaku Nenebu, I mean, the list goes on. And all of these shows are in the archives, okay? So all you have to do is just scroll down the list and find whatever show it is that you're looking for, okay? So I just, again, want to thank everybody for your time. Thank you so much, Queen Mother Mashta, my men, for being so gracious enough to give us a little bit more time. Thank you so much, Shechem Nusimbete, as well, for all of the work that you've done for the last 30 years and continue to do. And I know that this is going to be a success next week. And again, I encourage everybody, if you're in Baltimore, come on down. If you're in Philly, come on down. I mean, you know, if you're in North Carolina, like Sister Alicia, she's coming on up, you know. So I want to encourage everybody to take your healing into your own hands, and this is a great place to start. Next Saturday at the Simbeb Wellness Complex, okay, the Healing Power of Joy Tour is going to be coming to a city near you, but next Saturday it's going to be in D.C., D.C., get ready, because it's on. It's time to heal. Name is Jawanza. I want to thank everybody for your time. It's been an honor. I say Netta Rock to Queen Mashtam Amen, and Netta Rock, Shechem Nusimbete, to all of the listeners, and Tuk Nana, to all of the listeners, I say thank you, thank you, thank you. Share the link. Everybody, it's time to heal. Share this information. If you tuned in and this is information that you heard, it's almost like an obligation. Share it on your Facebook page. There are a lot of people. All you have to do is just click share. If you saw the link, it's as simple as that. Just click share, and all of your friends will get it. Okay? It's time to heal. So until the next time, everybody, I'll talk to y'all next Tuesday. My name is Jawanza. You're listening to Jawanza for Life, also known as Health, Wealth, and Divine. Etepu.
Etepu. Thank you.